Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Read, Learn, Succeed, a program sponsored by the United Way of Northeast Louisiana. Janet Durden serves as president and joins me for more about the program. Janet, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Lots of talk about this program, helping area youth and learning to read. Give us an overview about what this program exactly is.
Well, our community has a great wealth of students and a great future with our children. But the reality is that we have issues around graduation rates. Our goal at United Way is to increase the number of children that are graduating each year. And to do that, we have dialed the clock way back to a pivotal moment in a child's life, and that's at the end of the third grade. Research has shown that if a child is not reading on grade level when they leave the third grade, they're four times less likely to graduate. You can really begin to see how their future is cast at a very young age. To change that future for a child, United Way has partnered with four school districts and hundreds of area volunteers to really improve reading skills with our youngest elementary students. So Read, Learn, Succeed has several elements. The one I want to talk about today is volunteering to go into a school during school hours. A volunteer would read with a specific child. Those children are identified by the schools based on their reading test. They know that they are slightly below grade level. So we spend the school year once a week matching a volunteer and a student reading for 30 minutes. We also provide that student with one book a month, and then in the summer they get books. In addition to the reading during school year, we make sure that they have opportunities after school, and many of our United Way partner agencies like Boys and Girls Club and YMCA offer that. And then in the summer we have summer reading programs through a collaboration in West Monroe and Riverbend, as well as the Boys and Girls Club and YMCA in the summer. We're looking for some Read, Learn, Succeed volunteers.
Yes, and the training that takes place. And I guess one of the first questions, Janet, is what kind of commitment is this going to take?
We encourage people to volunteer in teams.
Teams, yeah.
So you're going to go once a week. So if you're in a team of two, then you'll only go twice a month. If you're at a workplace or you have friends or a Sunday school class where four of you would like to volunteer, then that would just be once a week. Once a month. But we want the child to have the same volunteers every time. They meet the team, and then after that, one of that team will be coming to read with that student. And we really do develop a bond. You'd think 30 minutes once a week, you sort of go and come. But the reality is the children look forward to it.
At that level, yeah, I was thinking the anticipation of the child getting to see someone come in.
They do. And so we have second graders and third graders that we're reading with, and we're reading in Monroe City Schools, Washoe Parish Schools, Lincoln Parish Schools, and in Union Parish at Farmville Elementary.
Do volunteers, do they have like a preference of a school that they would want to go and participate in?
We let them choose. Most of the schools let us come in and read in the afternoon, so it's maybe 1, 1:32, 2:30.
Right.
So some people choose based on the time they could leave their workplace or their home. Some people look at the list of schools and choose the location, and some just say, place me where you need me. So we work with the person based on their preferences.
When we look at the graduation rate, as you alluded to, we've seen a little bit of an increase, but of course, getting at this age, what are some of the benchmarks that we've seen and why that emphasis is put there?
Well, that's a great question. This is the third year we're in the schools. The first year, the pilot, 86% of the children improved their reading. We double the number, and this year, that was last year we doubled the number. This year we have even more students qualifying. We've added a school in each of our areas. And we had over 400 readers last year and almost 200 students. And the statistics are staggering for what difference this makes. 94% of the students in Read, Learn, Succeed improved their reading skills. So our academic friends in the school systems are really blown away by this level of improvement, and that's why they keep saying, well, can we add one more class here, and can we add this school? And so we really wish we could do more than we're doing, but it takes volunteers, and we really are in the crunch. We'll be starting not next week, but the following week, the last week of October.
Okay.
And we had training scheduled, but with all the weather events and all that's going on in our community, we'll work on that training one-on-one. So if people volunteer, we'll make certain they get trained. And they have to have a background check, which is very easy to do. That's an online function. We do that. And then we assign them a school.
Does the volunteers, do they continue throughout the summer? Is there a program that is set up at this point, or is it just in the schools during...
It's during the school year, mm-hmm. and then people that volunteer with second graders moved on to third graders, and to let you know how much it meant, we had a reading coordinator call our director of community impact last week and said, I need to make an appointment. I have a fourth grader who wants to talk with you. She'd been in the program for 2 years, and she didn't understand why her reader wasn't coming back. Well, she'd advanced so much in her reading levels that we assured her she was going to be a good reader in the fourth grade, but she was so connected to her reader that she was so sad she wanted to talk to Miss Michelle, and could she possibly see her reader? And all the readers, including myself, will say that the readers gain more than the students because you really see that child blossom.
How can you find out more?
Call 211 and give your name, and one of our staff will get back with you about this. You can go to our website, UnitedWayNELA.org. You can come by our office on Hudson Lane, 1201 Hudson Lane, or in Ruston, 300 West Carolina. And so any of those ways, we can expedite this.
Looking forward to hearing more about Read, Learn, Succeed. Janet Durden is president with United Way of Northeast Louisiana. Janet, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.